Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Poison Ivy?
No, a job parking cars.
What's all this?
Well, you know the Langley's daughter over on Stephen Street?
Oh, I hear she's getting married this week.
You mean she finally hooked a guy? You know, Gilbert's sister knows her real well. He said they sent her away to school to meet some guy. Well, they might do that to Gilbert's sister. She's run out of guys around here.
Beaver. Go ahead, Wally.
Well, anyway, they're having the wedding Saturday, and then afterwards they're going to have the wedding reception over at the Langley's house. There's going to be a whole big gang of people there, and Mr. Langley wants me to park cars.
Oh, well, Wally, that sounds like quite a responsibility for a boy your age.
Yeah, son, I don't know whether we can let you take on a job like that.
Not let me? Well, Dad, I already told him I would.
Well, Wally, in the first place, it's too big a job for you to handle by yourself.
Well, I know. I'm going to get Eddie and Lumpy to help me.
Yeah. Well, but, Wally, you have to have insurance to park cars like that.
Yeah, well, I talked to Mr. Langley about that, and he said he's going to take care of the insurance.
Oh. Well, I suppose that does put a little different light on it.
Gee, thanks a lot, Dad. I'm going to go in the den and call Eddie and Lumpy right now.
Maybe you should have told him no.
Well, dear, he hasn't had a ticket since he got his license. And he did get the job himself, and he checked out the insurance. I suppose if he's old enough to show that much initiative, we ought to show that we trust him.
Hey, Dad, do you have a motorcycle?
Well, of course not, Beaver. What are you talking about?
Well, I figured as long as you're in such a good mood, I might as well ask you for something.
Mrs. Cleaver?
Hello, Eddie. Clarence.
How do you do, Mrs. Cleaver?
Oh, Wallace called and said he wanted to see us.
Oh, well, you'll find him up in his room.
Thank you. Oh, have you been redecorating, Mrs. Cleaver?
No, not recently.
Oh, everything looks so nice and fresh. I guess it's just the way you keep house.
Oh, well, thank you, Eddie.
It worked better on my mom. You got a hunk of pie out of her.
Guys, what do you want to see us about, Wally?
Yeah, what is this, a summit meeting?
I just wanted to talk to you guys about something.
You gonna let him stay in a room?
Well, sure.
But it can't be too important.
Oh, get lost.
What are you reading?
Look, Mary. John has the ball. The ball is round. Throw the ball to Mary, John.
History.
Look, Eddie, do you want to hear what the deal is or not?
Yeah, let's have it.
I got a job for you guys next Saturday afternoon, parking cars over at the Langleys. They're having a wedding reception.
That's on account of their daughter's finally getting married.
What does it pay?
$15. We each make $5.
Hold out for $20.
Eddie, I already accepted it on those terms.
Well, I can't do it.
Why not?
Well, my license is suspended.
Again?
I thought you told me your pop had a pull with the judge.
He does. After I got my last ticket, Dad said, "Do me a favor, Judge, and suspend the kid's license." And he did.
So we'll have to get somebody else then.
The two of us can handle it, Wally. That way there'll be a bigger melon to split.
Melon? Aren't you guys going to get paid off in money?
Who are you, Dickens or Fenster?
Well, my dad wouldn't want me to take the job anyway. He's going to be there at the wedding reception.
So what has that got to do with it?
Well, he'll be there with all those ritzy people. And if they saw me working around the place like a servant, it would embarrass him.
Oh, sure.
Well, Dad wouldn't want me to hurt his standing in the community.
He's got him for a son, and he doesn't want to hurt his standing in the community.
Hey, Eddie, do you think you and I can handle it?
Why not? I've seen those guys park cars downtown at the parking lots. We can bang up the fenders as good as they can.
None of that, Eddie. I'm responsible to Mr. Langley, and if you're going to clown around, I'll get somebody else.
Relax, Sam. How many times have I ever let you down?
A couple of hundred times.
You stay out of this, boy creep.
All right, then I can count on you for Saturday, Eddie?
I'll be there with bells on. Now, the deal is, we split the $15. We each get to keep the tips we get.
You know, I wouldn't count on too many tips.
They'll tip.
Well, what makes you so sure, Eddie?
Because we'll stand there with our hands out and embarrass them.
Kidding, I was kidding.
Hey, Mom. Are you and Dad going to that wedding thing Saturday?
No, we aren't.
Well, how come?
I haven't been invited.
What's the matter? Don't the Langleys like you?
Oh, Beaver, I'm sure it's not that. It's just that we don't know the Langleys well enough to expect an invitation.
Oh, but the Rutherfords are going. Lumpy was bragging it up the other night when he was here.
Huh? Well, did you know the Rutherfords were going to the Langley wedding?
Oh, yes. That's all I've heard from Fred Rutherford this week. Would you get that, Beaver?
Well, sure, Dad. Hello? Just a minute. Dad, it's for you. I think it's Mr. Rutherford. He wants to know if my illustrious father is home.
Hello, Fred.
Yeah. Oh, Ward, old man, I was wondering if your invitation had come today.
Invitation?
To the Langley affair. Time's running out, Ward, old boy.
Fred, June and I are not really that close to the Langleys. We don't expect an invitation.
Oh, that's a shame. It's bound to be the social event of the season. Did you see the article in the society column today?
No, Fred. I'm afraid I didn't see that.
Well, I'll cut it out and bring it down to the office tomorrow.
You can do that, Fred.
Now, don't let it get you down, Ward.
What's that?
The locker room attendant at the country club didn't get an invitation either. See you tomorrow, Ward.
All right, Fred. I'll see you. Goodbye. Would you care to join a social outcast in the living room for coffee?
I'd be delighted.
Mom? Hey, Mom. Oh, hi. I'm gonna leave now. How do I look?
Very professional. Where'd you get the coat?
From Bob Anderson. His dad used to be a butcher. You don't hardly see the meat stains anymore. I got this other one for Eddie.
You going now, Wally?
Yeah, Dad, I have to pick up Eddie and get over there.
Yeah, well, now, son, you remember what I told you and do a good job for Mr. Langley.
I will.
Not you I'm so much concerned with. It's more Eddie. Just remember, he's your responsibility.
Yeah, I know, Dad. But don't worry about Eddie. He'll be okay. So long.
So long.
You want to drag? Come on, knock it off, will you, Eddie? Just park the car like you're supposed to and quit horsing around.
Okay, okay.
What a bunch of cheapskates.
Not one crummy tip.
Come on, Eddie, quit griping. If they're going to tip, they're going to do it on the way out. Anyway, you're getting paid enough. You know, we didn't play it right, Sam. We should have given them the sympathy bit. You should be barefooted, and I should be hobbling around on a crutch.
How's it going, Pops?
Oh, hi, Mr. Langley. Gee, it's going just great.
Yes, I know. I've been watching. You're doing real fine.
You've invited a very high-class group of people, sir.
Well, thank you, Eddie.
Oh, I'll get it. Good afternoon, Mr. Rutherford.
Well, thank you, Wally.
Thank you, Eddie.
Well...
Take good care of it, Wally.
Oh, yes, sir, I will.
Hello there,
Fred.
Dan. Hello, Fred. I'm so happy you folks could make it. Wally. Got a good boy working for you, Ken. Yes, he's doing an excellent job. Yes, in a class with Mike Lawrence. Dependable, level-headed, eager... Fine lad.
Yes, sir, thanks.
Your daughter's getting a fine boy. It's just too bad for your girl that my son is a little older. But then, of course, he has to finish his education. We're waiting now to hear about his scholarship to MIT.
Hey, park Mr. Rutherford's car, will you? I'll get this one.
Look, Wally, this is for the birds. Why don't we just point and let them park them themselves?
None of that, Eddie.
But with the way people are showing up, we're going to have to park the car four blocks away. I'm walking the soles right off my Italian shoes.
Italian shoes? Eddie, you bought them in the Army surplus. Come on, let's get going.
Flake out in one of these cars and turn on the radio. Wally, instead of just standing around, why don't we dust off the cars for the guests?
Hi, Mr. Langley.
Oh, hello, Mr. Langley. I didn't see you there.
Well, things have slacked off, haven't they, fellas?
Yeah. Hardly anybody showed up in the last half hour.
Oh, I guess all the guests have arrived. Now, supposing I take you fellas around to the kitchen and have the maid fix you something to eat. Could you go for that?
Oh, gee, that'd be great.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, excuse me a moment, sir.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't leave the keys in the car. That's the way cars are stolen, you know. You should watch that, Wallace.
Come on, kid.
Mr. Langley, say how pleased he was with the way you boys parked all those cars.
Oh, I'm glad we could do a good job for him.
It was a cinch.
Oh? I thought it would be confusing with so many cars to park.
Well, it's nothing like the time we parked cars for the governor.
Oh, you parked cars for the governor?
Yeah, he threw a big thing for a bunch of those foreign ambassadors. It was quite a deal. There was this guy from India, and he didn't have any American money to tip me, so he said he'd send me an elephant. Well, being anxious to promote goodwill, I said... Bosh, old boy, you just keep your elephant and...
Eddie, have some more cake, will you?
Oh, thanks.
brilliant affair, Ken Sparkling. I'm so happy you could join us. I'll speak to my friend, the editor, down at the Ledger tomorrow and see that it's given ample space. Well, thank you, Fred, but that's all been handled. Now, of course. Boy, my car.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, Eddie, get Mr. Rutherford's car, would you? On the doggo.
Very efficient crew you got here.
Yes, sir, a couple of fine boys.
My car.
Well, gee, I don't know, Mr. Rutherford. It should be here any minute now.
Maybe you'd better go see what's detaining him, Wally. On the double, son.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, come on, let's get going. Where's Mr. Rutherford's car?
Look, Wally, I'm going home. Why don't you just keep the money? I've had enough of this parking stuff.
Now, wait a minute. What are you trying to pull?
Look, I didn't want the job in the first place. You talked me into it.
Come on. Where's Mr. Rutherford's car? They're waiting.
You want to know?
Well, sure I want to know.
It's down at the police station.
The police station? Well, how come it's down there?
It's got to be down there. I parked it in this spot and I didn't notice the sign. Private parking. All other cars will be towed away.
Oh, no.
I can't understand.
Mr. Rutherford.
Yes?
You're wanted on the phone.
Oh, thank you.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. Hello?
Daddy, this is your son, Clarence.
Oh, yes, Clarence. How are things at the tennis club?
Tennis club? I've been boiling out a carburetor.
What did you have in mind, son?
Well, Daddy, the police department just called, and they said they have your car down there.
The police station? What's it doing there?
Well, they said something about it being parked where it shouldn't have been parked, so they towed it away.
What?
Daddy, if I'd been parking cars, I never would have done that to your car. I'd have been real careful and nothing would have happened. And will you help me get my license unsuspended?
Look, there's no time for your... Well, thank you for calling, son, and now get back to your calculus.
Calculus? I'm still taking algebra.
Police station? Yes, it seems my car was parked where it shouldn't have been parked. I don't understand how this could happen.
Mr. Rutherford, there's something we have to tell you. Isn't there, Wally?
Well, yes, sir. It's about your car.
I know. I just heard.
Jim, I'm sorry, sir, but...
Incompetent help. The last reception I went to had bonded parking attendants. Drive you down, my friend. Thank you, Mr. Langley. Wally, here's the money. I'll hear you.
Oh, well, gee, Mr. Langley, under the circumstances, I think that... Well, I think we shouldn't take the money.
Not take the money? Oh, Wally, mistakes happen. I don't blame you. You worked hard for this money.
Well, I know, but... Well, it's going to cost Mr. Rutherford to get his car out of Hawk and... out of the police garage. And, well, I think you ought to give him the money.
It's a very fine attitude, Wally. I must say I'm very proud of you.
Oh, yes, sir. Wallace and I talked this over and came to this decision.
Yeah. Eddie, did anybody ever tell you that you're a big, dumb, stupid, loudmouth?
Gee, no, Wally. Why would anybody do that?
Because you are, and that's what I'm telling you right now.
Well, wait a minute, Wally. I'm your best friend. How can you say that to me?
Because I am your best friend, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
very much to Wally when he came home. Oh, are you going to talk to him tomorrow about the way things turned out? From the very beginning, neither one of us felt he had responsibility enough to handle the job.
Yeah, I know, dear, but Wally worked hard this afternoon, and then he gave back all the money he earned. On top of that, he had to deal with Eddie Haskell. And somehow, I just have the feeling that he's learned enough about responsibility for one day.
You know, Wally, you really look tired.
Boy, I am tired. You know, I must have parked 50 or 60 cars today.
You know, it's just like Eddie Haskell getting Mr. Rutherford's car towed away.
Yeah, I really told Eddie off, too.
Wouldn't it have been better to build him one?
Listen, Beef, a guy like Eddie, you could build him as many times as you wanted. Still wouldn't make any impression on him.
No fooling?
Yeah. But, see, if you use a little psychology, you know, like telling him he's a big, stupid loudmouth, well, he's the kind of guy that'll go home and he'll think about it. He might even try to do something about it.
Yeah. Well, that psychology stuff may work. But still, if I'd have been you, I wouldn't have missed a chance to bell him one.
Good night,
boy.
Sure, Ward would never have let Wally and the Beaver stay up this late, but that's only because back then there were no TV Land late-night mini-thons. Stay tuned for another episode of Leave It to Beaver, coming up next.